Well, we mentioned a few moments ago that the state of emergency in Ferguson has been lifted. That city has been remembering the death of Michael Brown 1 year ago. That killing of Brown led to widespread protests across the country and attention on Ferguson's law enforcement and court system. The U.S. Department of Justice issued a searing report that said, among other things, that Ferguson was making money off the backs of the poor. Since the report, there have been some changes in Ferguson, including a new municipal court judge and a new police chief. That judge, Donald McCullen, joins us now. Welcome.
Thank you.
And what is your goal here? What do you want to accomplish? Because you can only do this until you turn 75, which is going to be in the next year. But what do you hope to accomplish during that time?
Well, I hope to implement the changes that the Department of Justice has cited and also the Missouri Supreme Court and any other changes that I see fit to make it a more efficiently run court.
And to remind people what the Department of Justice said, they said that the police department in Ferguson and the municipal court system had become a collection agency rather than a law enforcement entity. Do you feel like that's still the case in any way, or what's the main challenge going forward?
Well, we've already met some of the main challenges. One, we have a uniform fine schedule. There was a failure to appear fee at first. It was $200. Those fees have been eliminated. No one serves any time in jail unless he or she has a serious offense. Even if we give a bond, they're released in 12 hours if they can't make bond.
So what's left to do?
What's left to do is implementing, expanding community service. We've looked at more providers of community service and expanding those. Paying attention to individuals who may be indigent and can't afford to pay fees. And if they can't afford to pay fees, we either reduce those fees, eliminate those fees, or we steer them to community service.
Before this report was released and before you were asked to serve, did you have any idea what was going on in Ferguson about this kind of, you could say, corruption in the system?
Well, I think some of it was endemic to small municipalities, because they didn't have many ways of raising revenue, so it almost became a knee-jerk reaction to use whatever revenue avenues they had and to enhance those. And so it wasn't a surprise that this was occurring.
Do you think that there was racism involved?
I don't think there's racism involved. You're living in a predominantly black community. Certainly, they've done some statistics on that in terms of who gets stopped, what they get stopped for, and so forth. But and of course, they found some racist emails, so perhaps there was some racism to that extent. But I don't think the predominant driver was racism. I think the predominant driver was economics.
Why do you think you were the one tapped for this role to serve in the municipal court in the city of Ferguson?
Well, I have an even temperament. I'm fair. I treat people with respect, and I follow the law. And I believe those are the characteristics they saw in me. They knew I could deal with individuals and treat all individuals, whether they're lawyers, individuals before the court, whether they're poor, rich. It didn't make any difference. I could treat them all the same.
I saw in an article that you were quoted in, you were interviewed by a local paper, and I saw that you yourself had been a person who had gone into one of these courts in your younger days.
That's true.
And what happened?
Well, I went to court to pay a traffic fine. I looked at all the individuals. It was quite a depressing experience. And I said to myself at that time, I could never be a judge or never be a lawyer, in fact.
What was so depressing about it?
Looking at a mass of people having problems, mass of people who could not afford to deal with the court system, many of whom were not represented. It was not the most pleasant atmosphere, I'll put it like that.
So what changed your mind and made you decide to, in fact, go into this profession?
Well, I'd been teaching school for approximately 7 years, and you could say I got the seven-year itch. But an individual came into the teacher's lounge, and he told me about opportunities in law school. I asked him questions about it, and he thought I didn't have enough ability to pass the LSAT test. I didn't want to be a lawyer as much as I wanted to see if I could be a lawyer. But it was a challenge to me. Once I became a lawyer, certainly, I thought it was a great profession. I enjoyed it and still do.
How much do you think things have changed in Ferguson in the last year since the death of Michael Brown?
I think they've changed quite a bit. And I had some statistics sort of because I was wondering about that same question, just how much they have changed. And I know in terms of fines assessed, from January to June in 2015, we assessed $286,088 in fines. But in 2014, that figure was $893,008. And so it was a significant reduction over, if you compare a six-month period. Ticket totals. We can go back to April of 2014. We had 485 tickets during that month. In April of 2015, we had 140. So that's a significant reduction in the number of tickets that were being issued.
And you see that as a very good thing.
Oh, definitely it's a very good thing. It means that we're moving away from the direction of generating money at the expense of the poor.
So things are really changing. And do you think that any of this would have happened if it hadn't been for all of the attention that is coming to Ferguson, for the Department of Justice report, for the death of Michael Brown?
Unfortunately, I don't think it would have happened. If it would happen, it would have been quite a bit of distance in the future. But I think certainly that was the accelerant.
That's Judge Donald McCullen, who is serving for the next year or so as the Ferguson Municipal Court Judge. He's a former St. Louis Circuit Court Judge. Judge McCullen, thank you for joining us.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.